What's up, Julian?
What's up, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
I need to know your thoughts, because we talked to Logan Mankins about it. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give the Tom Brady Cowardly Lion costume from the party?
You know, I come on this radio show every week, and it always has to be something about Brady. I mean, can we just move on already?
Well, listen, I want to know if the...
It's a love affair,
yes,
buddy.
I agree. Let's move on.
Man's got the Brady crush.
Yeah, did the Cowardly Lion try to high-five you and you walked right by? That's what I want to know.
You know, I didn't get to see it live, but... From seeing it on CNN, Fox News, ESPN, local news stations, MTV, all those sources, Twitter, Facebook, and all that. You know, I think it's kind of it's probably like a 3.
Okay, give it a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10?
Too easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, I guess if you're married, that's cool. But
did you have any trick or treaters last night? And does anybody shocked when they knock on the door, ring the doorbell, and it's Julian Edelman that answers? That's what I want to know.
You know, I did have some trick or treaters, and I actually had older people come by the house. It's kind of weird, but cool, I guess.
Did they want, like, an autograph? Did they come by for an autograph? Is that what happened?
No, I don't know what they came by for. They came by to say hi, I guess.
They pushed the kids out of the way. No,
It's like 3 50-year-old guys who show up in costume to try to get an autograph.
Well, the world we live in now, Jules, it's like 3 guys come by to make sure that you're giving out candy so that when they call Sports Talk Radio today, they're trying, oh, yeah, we went by 5 Patriots houses, all the lights were off.
They weren't giving out candy.
it was a little weird, but, you know, it was going to float your boat, and... Yeah, I gave him M&M and let him go.
Oh, fantastic. Mm. Nice. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the NFL indicated this week. One of the guys who runs officiating indicated that they are considering taking away a touchdown for taunting. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's kind of severe. I mean, I can understand where they're going with trying to get it out of the game. But... I mean, maybe tacking on a 15-yard penalty or something. I don't know. It definitely needs to get out of the game, because you know you have all the young kids that are watching and doing the same things that we're doing over there, and Pop Warner, high school, and all that stuff. So
that's interesting. So you would say taunting should be out of the NFL.
I mean, I like being able to celebrate in the end zone, but I mean, you gotta have. I mean. We're professionals here. Let's wait until you get in the end zone. You don't have to necessarily do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
When you're 15 yards out. The next time I probably get like a tunny, I'm probably going to eat these words or something. But no,
you're not that type of guy.
Signature. You need some kind of signature. You know, you can't take the Pee Wee Herman dance. Obviously, that's taken. But you need some kind of signature move when you score a TD.
let's just get in there first before we start, making signatures.
Well, I mean, congratulations, punt return wise. You continue to dominate the NFL, and what is it about that for you this year, last year that you think has led to that success?
I think it's been an accumulation of a bunch of things with having a little bit of experience now. Coach O'Brien, with the drills we do, the film we watch, with the unit that goes out there and they do their job to the best of their ability. And I mean, it's we still haven't had a good one. We've had some decent ones, and as long as we keep on trying to get better every day and keep working at it, and everyone try to do their job, I think we'll have a good opportunity to create some yards in that phase of the game. So, we're going to try to do that, and that's what we try to do every day.
I thought you were going to say you watch Dancing with the Stars so you can master the footwork. So you get the moves. Like you learn that. I took ballroom dancing, Hill Dog. I learned the merengue. I used it last game.
That's not never mind Dancing with the Stars. What's your number one TV show right now, Julian?
My number one TV show?
Yeah.
I'm not even really, I'm not into the new TV right now. Like, everyone loves the Game of Thrones and all those new shows, and I get into them, but then, you know, I miss a couple weeks, and I don't feel like going back and watching the old ones because everyone's talking about the new ones, so I keep it to, I like watching the TV show Chopped. But on the Food Network.
Really?
Excellent.
Danielle's a big fan of the Food Network.
It's insane. I mean, you put these people in a high-pressure situation, give them, like, a beef jerky stick, a can of corn, and, like, mayonnaise.
And some Nutella.
Or, like, some mayonnaise or something, and they go and make, like, a 10-star dish. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Amazing.
That's a great show.
That's a real pressure situation.
Now, how is Gronk's hammy? Any word on that?
Were you massaging it last night?
I don't even know. I mean, I couldn't tell you that. You know, I'm more worried about my situation. So you have to ask Gronk on that or Coach Belichick.
All right, let me ask you this question about television: would you watch the animated reality program, which the Gronk brothers and the Gronk father are pitching, the Gronks? Would you watch that if that were to make it to television?
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if it's because I know Gronk and I just want some material to get on him in the locker room, or you know, just the fact just to see how this whole production goes down and see what material and what storylines they can go with in that family.
Well, you'd be on the show. Jules could be on
probably,
the show.
Yeah, of course. Probably not.
Do you think that we were talking about this the other day, and Spaz was saying, no way Bill Belichick allows the Gronk show to be on TV. But do you think it could happen?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's a cartoon, I don't know. Yeah. You know, maybe Bill lets it go. Maybe he has a soft spot in his heart. I don't know.
Bill can't stop him from doing it.
Imagine he doesn't have a soft spot in his heart.
It's an off-season gig.
Yes.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right.
What network is this going on?
They're pitching it to everyone.
Yeah,
I don't know that anybody has said yet.
TV 38 with Dana Hirsten.
This is wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, listen. All not right. for nothing.
Right after the Phantom.
Key to the game is you own in Troy Powell. This Sunday, okay?
All right.
Juke that guy.
Yeah.
Juke him.
Keep it going.
I called it. You're taking one. You're taking one to the promised land Sunday.
Great.
Thanks.
Hey, try to
get reverse jinx this. I mean, God.
Try to get everybody try to get the guys to play. As Logan Mencken said, you got to get everybody to play 60 minutes. So work on that on Sunday. All right.
We try to do that every day in practice.
I know.
Thanks, Coach Greg.
I'm just saying what Logan said.
Yeah. Coach Greg, thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach Jules.
Coach Hill.
Coach Hilly.
Coach Hill.
All right.
Coach Hilly.
Okay. All right, Julian. Thanks, buddy.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Yeah, you're the best.